I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israelis in Sirat, a town bordering Gaza, celebrated on Thursday the news of the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. A woman handed out sweets and a DJ played music in the street while people danced with Israeli flags. Israel says it killed Hamas's top leader during a strike in Gaza. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Yahya Sinwar does not appear to have been the target. Israeli forces discovered his body in the aftermath. But from Jerusalem, where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has settled an account with Sinwar, to Berlin.
A good day for the world.
President Biden says he congratulated Netanyahu and is now more hopeful about a ceasefire. Sinwar was one of the architects of Hamas's October attack on Israel that set off the Gaza war. Netanyahu, though, says Sinwar's death does not mean the war is over, while White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Sinwar was a key obstacle to a ceasefire deal. Israel's pitching this as a moment for Hamas to surrender and release hostages. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israeli military released drone video showing what it said were Sinwar's last moments in a room wrecked by shelling. A man sat in a chair, his face covered with a cloth, possibly to hide his identity. The video showed the man with one wounded hand throwing a stick at the drone. Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the military then fired an additional shell at the building, causing it to collapse and killing Sinwar. He said Sinwar was found with a bulletproof vest, grenades, and 40,000 shekels, nearly $11,000. This is VOA.